Why men call phone sex lines. A common enough conversation in my life is about phone sex. Surprise, right? What it is, what it can be, and why men call phone sex lines. Granted, there are many reasons as there are men, like many things in our lives. Let's look at phone sex, some reasons, and have a bit of fun. Phone sex, it was reported. Wink, wink. The first obscene phone call occurred sometime in 1877, after the first telephone exchange opened in Boston. It was scandalous for the times, and there were protests about the evil ghost voice machine and how we will one day rue its implementation. The call, in actuality, was just some heavy breathing and a comment about not wearing a petticoat being hot. But would that be the first phone sex call? No, that came a few weeks later when the same caller interrupted Jason McChallister's weekly self-love session. Answering the phone, hearing heavy breathing, he was confused at first, and when the caller so erotically described a woman only wearing a dress and no petticoats, well, it was just too much for him, and he squirted all over himself. And there, my friends, the first phone sex call. I'm totally making that up. Self-love requires the brain for it to work, for you to have an orgasm. If you are like most, your brain loves novelty. So considering the amount of masturbation males traditionally do, running out of novelty is a real problem. Magazines, do they still exist? Work well. Even videos and clips on the internet. And many are satisfied with these mediums. But many, well, they want and need more. A warm voice. A sexy, intelligent conversation. Erotic, naughty thoughts. And sharing of fantasies is that next step. I can't tell you how many times someone told me their fantasy. Then we do a role play or other session time fun, and they end up saying, wow, I never thought of that before. That was great. It is so erotic what two naughty minds can come up with, Girlfriend phone sex. There, too, are those calls where masturbation and orgasm are not involved in the call. Women are mysterious creatures to most men, and getting up close and personal with them is a challenge. Trying desperately to find out what makes them tick, and they haven't been able to. Perhaps they are shy or have failed miserably before. You call because it's easier to talk with me anonymously on the phone, tell me what your story, and ask for my help understanding and meeting women. Perhaps someone friendly to say hello to at the end of a long day, flirting and teasing until one day you gather up the courage and tell me you're ready for that next step. Ready for me to help you, to teach you how to make love to a woman. And how to put your own, male, selfish desires to the side and learn how to really please her. Kinky phone sex. Of course, there's the kink factor. You're not going to be confessing to your girlfriend that you think about sucking cock now, are you? Most folks' dinner conversation will not be about how their giantess fantasy is in their top five of masturbation fantasies. Your family will not understand your desires to submit and be submissive to a dominant woman, wanting to feel owned and controlled. Perhaps you want to whisper in my ear how sissy girly you feel in your pink lace panties. That, my friends, will probably never be heard on the golf course between cigars and snuffs of scotch. Am I right? Or am I right? Yeah, there are some things, some discussions, some activities which are best left for your friendly phone mistress. And that's why I'm here. Mistress Erica, intelligentphonefantasy.com, 1-800-601-6975.